There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is 7 after the hour on the Wednesday program. It's tax day. Hello, good morning. We'll talk about what you need to know with various points of view, the points of view coming from Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and yours truly. This is the old television days, and yours truly, Doug Steffen. The situation on Capitol Hill today, House and Senate leaders expected to unveil a bipartisan bill to grant President Obama fast-track negotiating power for a 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, which will be the largest trade accord since NAFTA-SHAFTA in 1994. Remember, how many people remember?
What are you saying?
NAFTA, SHAFTA. How is it?
Ross Perot, yeah.
And the legislation strongly opposed by a lot of Democrats. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay, so that's... I think that we need to have more trade. I would just like it to be more fair. I don't know how fair. Just because it's a fast-track bill doesn't mean it's a fair-tracked bill. I think sometimes we take it in the chops, if you know what I mean.
Especially with China.
Yes, right. How about we just bomb China, and then we don't have to worry about them anymore? All those in favor, say aye.
China's going to have issues.
Listen to that.
Who would make all the clothes that I buy and my shoes?
The Hungarians.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, then, all right, bomb them.
Right. There we go. Thank you. President Obama, part two, traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina today to highlight his call for Congress to expand tax credits for the working poor. He'll also answer questions at a town hall meeting. The question is, Mr. Obama, why are you the President of the United States? That would be my question. I was going to ask, excuse me, sometimes I ask inappropriate questions at inappropriate times. When I was at a radio convention a month or so ago, Carrie Kasem was speaking to the group. Carrie is Casey Kasem's daughter, and she's been around making a lot of noise, and some of it's appropriate, I think. There's a lot of grandstanding going on, in my opinion, anyway. I think she's a phony. I've always thought she was a phony.
I bought every word she said.
Did you?
Yep.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm not talking about her mother. No. Or her stepmother, or whatever Jean Kasem. No. That wasn't the point. The point was how all of this stuff was done in the news media. The negotiating was done. There were reporters. Whenever she'd show up with a family, they'd make sure there were tons of reporters there.
That's how you get attention.
Yeah, right.
And nobody should be proud in this situation because Casey Kasem was a great, man.
He was
a great talent, and everybody deserves to be whisked away. Once they pass away, they deserve to be respected in death. And his body was just sitting there rotting while these people fought it out.
But you know what? His body would sit and rot no matter where it was.
I know.
That's what happens when you die. Your body rots.
There's no respect, though. I mean, it's like this guy did great things. He made a lot of money for his family.
Yeah. Right. And she would never have gotten a radio job even washing the floor if her name wasn't Kasem. Because she's just, and I'm a little harsh when it comes to grandstanders, but I just think that.
Well, I think it's funny that ever since he died, she's been on every talk radio panel ever.
Yes.
Right. She really hasn't.
And so I was going to ask, the point that I was making was, I was going to ask, but I was told to keep quiet, why are you here?
we talked about this. Yeah. Not my question that I wanted you to ask.
Right. I would have thrown something. I was sitting 5 feet from you. I would have thrown something at you and beat you in the head.
Well, the guy who was sitting next to me, Hardenbaum, said, no, don't ask that question.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Excuse me.
I thought she told a compelling story, though.
Yeah, she did. Well, it was a good story. All right, speaking of stories, where's Molly Page? I haven't heard boo from her.
Boo.
Oh, there it is. Boo! Oh,
there we go.
Good morning.
Perfect. I like Wait, their
well, we all put our booze. Feet in our mouth.
Yeah, I was just sitting it out here watching the entertainment.
She's sitting it out.
Again, he gets me.
You know, if you're going to survive here, you're going to have to work on that. If I could get rid of my New England accent, you can get, well, maybe you don't want to, though. How many people like the out?
I don't even hear it.
I know you don't. You get so used to it.
Yeah.
So when you were on, like, ABC News and when you were doing Bohannon's thing, didn't anybody ever say to you, why are you using that out and about?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, what are you talking about? you guys are not pronouncing it correctly. So I'm patient with it.
Okay. So email and connections to the Doug Steffen Good Day program come in lots of ways. Email to Doug, or do we get Molly at DougSteffen.com?
No.
Yeah, just say you're not working on that, Richie. Jen?
Well, you can send an email to Molly at DougSteffen.com. It won't go anywhere.
It won't go anywhere.
You can go ahead and do it.
Yeah, that's right. Kenny and Richie, the email is the old-fashioned way, but I get a lot of email from people who are old-fashioned, I guess, just like me. Here's somebody named Erickson. I'm not sure what his first name is. So, Doug, what do you think about the bullying of the homosexual community at that school in California? We are a nation of bullies. We have a government of bullies. The executive branch are bullies. Congress is a bully. Just look at Obamacare. You know, I was thinking about this because we've had a thread going through the program this week. Every day we spend some time talking about bullying in various forms. Because over the weekend there was a survey about how bullying is connected to suicide. And that's not news either. It's just the numbers are startling. And that's sort of the point I made on Monday. And then we got off onto this yesterday in sort of a different direction. And now I hadn't thought about homosexuals, but they are bullied, aren't they? Isn't it bullying just when you focus on somebody who's different because they're different and their difference makes you uncomfortable? Is that what, not you, but whoever it is that's doing the bullying? What's the real cause? See, I like to get to the root cause. We know there's a problem. What's the root cause?
I'm going to take this story to task. I don't believe that California schools have any more amount of
bullying. Well, give us, because you're in California, what's the
story? Yeah, I'm here. My mom teaches in the schools. We have transgender bathrooms, people. I'm sorry. If you are a high school student, where else on the planet in a high school are you going to find a transgender bathroom? You're only going to find it in California.
Why does there have to be a transgender bathroom? What's the problem?
Exactly.
They have one thing or another, so why can't they use the regular receptacles?
There are two parts that make it different and make us decide which bathroom to go into.
Really?
Pick yours. But this is, you know, whatever you're identifying with today, Johnny, Billy, Emily, whoever, you go into the transgender bathroom and you can figure it out. So I don't think it's California schools. Kids by nature are mean, and just in vernacular alone, how many times do you hear, oh, that's so gay?
That's only if you're referring to a cigarette.
Boys use that to call each other. It's kind of like African American young men call each other the N-word.
Yes, right.
I mean, give me a break. This is what young people do. So let's change how people address each other, and let's stop being so wimpy about this bullying problem. Bullying to me is when you go up and beat the heck out of somebody. You know, maybe verbally, but
Molly, did you ever
physically.
Get beaten up as a kid?
Gosh. Well,
that's a yes or a no.
Well, I'm trying to think. I had three brothers at one time.
Did you ever beat up somebody as a young person?
My brothers and I used to beat up each other all the time.
Really?
Yeah, because we were on a farm, a ranch in Montana, and that's just what you do.
beat up your brothers.
Yeah, we would fight all the time. But when we moved to Las Vegas, when I was 10, I was bullied a lot the first year because, I was new. I was new to town. I was new to the schools. And because I didn't have my hair feathered the proper way.
You sure it wasn't because you said oot?
I think that was the least of my worries.
Jennifer, did you ever get bullied as a kid?
Not too much. I was, here's the thing. When you're nice to everybody, usually, kids can make fun of you, obviously. Kids make fun of everybody, I think, but I never.
That's a great thing. Are you conscious of you being nice? Because we all are conscious of you being wonderfully nice. Are you conscious of you being nice?
Do I know that I'm nice?
Yeah.
Yes, I know that in most cases in my life, I'm way too nice. I'm actually working on being less nice.
How's wasn't working
over
out
the last
for you.
Couple of years, this is an evolution. But really? I know, like, because, I mean, no one really had a problem with me. I was always nice. I was friendly with all the groups. I mean, you know, I don't think I really ever was at that point where I was never in a fight with anybody other than, like, the stupid, like, oh, you and your best friend get in a fight every once in a while. But no.
Kenny, did you ever have a fight in the schoolyard with anybody?
Not that I remember. I don't think so. I had in middle school, I had a couple friends who were probably held back a couple years.
Really?
Who were pretty big, and they protected me.
Ah, perfect.
Get the scoop.
I wasn't over 5 feet until 10th grade.
Really?
I'm
figuring McFadden was a bully. He's a bully here, so he must have been a bully.
No, I learned how to become a bully.
What, be here?
Yeah.
It was funny. I learned how to be a bully.
Just out of high school, I got more outgoing and assertive and got into sales. And
that's when you were a bully.
When I was in school, I was the shy, quiet kid, although all of my friends were the football team and whatnot. But, I certainly had problems in school and we've gotten a couple fights, and but then when you grow up and you just kind of learn how to, you know, defend yourself.
And I'm also a big believer that you put out what you want.
Absolutely,
right.
Thank you.
And
ding,
so
ding, ding,
I think
ding,
when
ding,
I say
ding.
That I was nice. I mean,
you
will
get back
on me?
What you put out. That is that's the most brilliant statement of the morning so far. 18 FEL
well,
on your day.
Home.
Okay, night.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th Annual April Sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April Sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Oh, my God. A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
So, do you know this song? Do you know who's singing this song? Wow.
Give me a year.
Dated 1987.
Yeah.
This week in 1987, this song was number one. Group from Ohio made it to the top of the pop singles chart only once. And it was with this song called Casanova.
Me and Romeo ain't never been friends.
Oh my God.
What are you wearing? Richie, what are you wearing?
87?
Yeah.
I was wearing pretty much what I'm wearing today.
Really?
Wait, jeans? Oh, I had tennis shoes on and some kind of a polo shirt.
All right, Molly, what were you wearing in 1987?
Oh, God. I think I was at the beach throughout the entire year.
Really?
So I didn't, yeah.
Well, you were unemployed? You were on the beach?
It was around that time that I moved to Los Angeles.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, the beach is a good place to be. Kenny, what were you wearing in 1987?
Say parachute pants.
Oh, no, it would have been Levi's.
Levi's.
501 Blues.
All right, yeah. So you guys are boring. Jennifer, what were you wearing in 1987? A diaper,
my
probably.
My Catholic
right?
school girl used to wear my
baby.
Right?
Oh, baby.
But don't think I didn't have a bad perm with the half-up ponytail and the flower bangs, because I did.
888-302-3684. I think you have to put your thinking caps on for this one. One-hit wonder artist. Win a CD full of one-hit wonders. If you can tell us who it is, what's the name of this trio? The name came from the last name of two of the members of the group, Gerald, his brother Sean, and their friend Mark. Gerald and Sean were the sons of the lead singer of the OJs. They had music in their blood. Gerald also wrote and produced songs for Barry White, Anita Baker, Teddy Pendergrass, James Ingram, the Winans, and many others. Group had many R&B number one songs, but this was the only one that crossed over to the pop charts. The song was featured in the Robert Downey Jr. Molly Ringwald comedy Pickup Artist, as well as Whoopi Goldberg's movie Fatal Beauty. Then the sad news was that one of the brothers, Gerald, died of an overdose in 2006. Sean then died in 2008, had heart disease and diabetes. Man, these guys didn't make it long.
Yeah.
The group had many, as I said, top 10 R&B singles, but just made it to the top for them on the Billboard
Hot Hits
list. So who are these people? What do they call their group? 888-302-3684 on Good Day. Crank it up, Rich. Hey.
Baby.
I told you, girl, I'm an average guy. The songs that were
two instruments. There's a keyboard,
yeah,
and a drum machine.
That's
I hear a recorder in there too.
A recorder.
But this was the nondescript stuff that came from this era. What memorable songs really? You might have a few Madonna songs.
By the way, geek moment here.
Geek moment.
Exactly 150 years ago, 4 minutes ago, President Lincoln was shot and killed.
Oh, wow.
7:22
a.m. No, 7:22.
He died. He was at the theater.
No, he died
the next morning.
Next morning, yeah. Right. They're celebrating it here in D.C. That just came all over the TV.
Very nice. All right, Bill, have I ever spoken to you before? Where's Bill?
Oh, Bill.
Yoo-hoo, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Mr. Bill.
Yoo-hoo, Bill. Bill's taking a nap. Mike!
Well, how are you, Doug?
Well, Mike, I'm well, thank you. And how well are you, Mike?
I'm awake, and that's a good start.
It is a good start. All right, it'll be better if you can tell us who this group is.
That's called Lavert.
What made you...
Oh, Lavert and Shirley. Yes, right, I remember. Exactly. They went on to go to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Talk of, you're right, Doug. It was very nondescript music at that time.
Yeah.
I was more into Toto and things like that.
So. Oh, big Toto fan. Good. Toto fan. All right, hold on just a second. We'll send you a list of... not a list. We'll send you one of our
CDs.
We're
going to send you a list. Enjoy, Mike.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Tip. You know, of the questions I get asked all the time, many of them refer to Warren. Why does my pet do certain things? For example, why does your dog pant? You know, the thousands of sweat glands all over our bodies enable us to cool ourselves down by sweating. In contrast, the dogs only possess sufficient sweat glands on their feet. They therefore rely on panting as a means of regulating their body temperature. If your dog begins to overheat, she opens her mouth, extends her tongue, and begins rapid, heavy panting as a cooling mechanism. And why does your dog raise its front paw? You know, every dog in America, it might be chewing, it might be jumping, but every dog knows how to shake hands, and everyone says, good boy, good boy. Generally speaking, when a dog raises its paw, it's not, hi, how you doing, Pop? What it means is, I want to dominate. It's a sign of dominant behavior. In the wild, when wolves approach each other, the more dominant wolf will take its paw and throw it over the back of the other one. And one of my favorite is, why does my cat bother me while I'm on the phone? Well, think about this. You're home alone. No one's saying a word. No one's talking. You're talking. Who do you think your cat thinks you're talking to? Of course, it's him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside Original from Cedarside.com is a must. You got to have this to eliminate fleas and ticks. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug at the checkout to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Listen more and pay less. That's what you have. That's a guarantee on the Good Day program.
Hey, buy one, get one free today, actually.
Yes, really?
On the Doug Stephan Good Day
what does
program.
That mean? We pay for Jennifer and you get Molly free? Or
no,
what is that?
What's no. The, if you listen all day today for free, you also get tomorrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, that's a deal.
What a deal.
That is a deal.
Can I get a Groupon?
Yes, you can. We're in the process
I'm
of
living social
right now. Yep.
They're better than Groupon. Anyway, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Molly Page, newly in. Invested into the shackles in the studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn. And let's see, who else is here? Oh, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, along with the Dugster. Okay, so we have this dash camera video that's in the news today, which actually shows the police cruiser in Tucson, Arizona, where we are heard. I would like to hear from people in Tucson, actually. 888-302-3684. What is this really all about? The police cruiser rams the suspect.
Oh, not rams.
Runs.
Pummels.
Over him. Right.
Yeah, takes him out.
Sends him into the air.
Pretty dramatic footage, actually.
It's unreal.
The cruiser strikes this man. Now, he was suspected of being an armed robber. They flipped him, the car, pushed him up in the air. You see all this is like a movie or a television show. So what's the end result of this? Is this another one of these deals? This isn't black versus white, but the officers involved will be scrutinized. The fact, this is the good, the bad, and the ugly, it seems to me. When I look at all of this stuff, and this is a specific instance, yes, but is it just another instance? We have almost every day some police malfeasance.
Wow.
Don't you think that's because that's the narrative that the media is playing into at this moment?
Could be.
On this one, I even heard Matt Lauer saying, if you only see the video, you're shocked. Hmm. But then once you know the whole story,
well,
it starts
that's
to...
That's the case with most of these, isn't it?
But even when you hear the quote-unquote mainstream media saying, if you only see the video, you think one thing. Mm-hmm. So the backstory is, Ken...
This guy was suspected of a robbery and was going through this neighborhood with a shotgun firing into the air.
Right.
He was approaching a heavily populated area.
So the only way to take him out safely was to zoom down the street and run him over.
Well, if you see the video, the car that hits him actually goes around another cop car and speeds up and just takes him out. Hmm. And the guy in the car, in the cop car that was passed, is like, oh my, when he sees the guy flying in the air. So even he is a little bit shocked.
So is this the better way of taking out a suspect, running him over rather than shooting him?
Yeah, I mean, he hits him top speed. He doesn't bump him. He hits him top speed, and he hits him from behind.
Yeah.
He goes after him while the guy's walking away. And again, this is all coming from the police department, that he apparently, it says he apparently was firing shots in the air, that shots were heard. He allegedly stole a shotgun from a local Walmart. If all that's true and lives are in danger and that's how they have to do it, okay, but that's the question, right?
I think the media likes to have you see just these little clips so that it looks so sensational.
Right.
And these people that are not very educated, that don't look into the story, then immediately get out their posters and call Al Sharpton and start marching and contributing more to this tense situation that's already developing between the people against cops and blacks and versus whites and all this stuff. But you know what? I have to tell you, I don't care if this guy, guy turns out to be true, he's shooting, you run him over, and hey, it takes him out, you don't have to use your gun.
I have no problem with it.
Finger,
saving bullets.
If the guy's walking through a neighborhood, shooting a shotgun he stole into the air.
I'll get in my car and run him over.
Right.
Now, you mess
then
up that.
Night
you know
after.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. Jennifer drives a Lexus that has that phony plastic front. You run a guy over with that car, and it'll bend the car.
I'll get into my CRN equipment van.
Yeah, that Dodge.
With no power steering.
Oh,
that
old Ford will take him right out. Get rid of that guy.
To speed up if you hit somebody with that thing.
All right.
Speaking of. Going to pay for what they did to my lawn.
That's it.
How about malfeasance part two? This is perhaps a little trickier. It seems that several agents that work for the Transportation Security Agency allegedly changed the screening system at the Denver airport in order to grope male passengers.
By male agents.
The agency has since removed these two officers. The acts are egregious and intolerable, says the TSA.
This is not a one-off, by the way. You know that people get patted down all the time because someone thinks they're hot. Come on. Has to happen all the time. They must give them the wink and the nudge and be like, hey, pull that one.
But check out what happens here, okay? This is this would be a male TSA agent who sees an attractive male he wants to pat down.
Yeah.
Nice.
He would then look over and wink at the person or give them a tip that's running the computer that all of your money goes through.
Right.
No. And it would he would say instead of a male, he would flag it as a female, which would then raise the computer because it's supposed to be a male.
An anomaly.
Passenger.
Yeah.
So an anomaly.
In the groin area.
So then that would give them the ability to say, oh, you need to be screened. Step over here.
Yeah, right.
And then the male TSA agent,
would
pat him down.
All right. So here's what the TSA says.
That
quote.
In your pocket?
All allegations of misconduct are thoroughly investigated. And when substantiated, employees are held accountable. Wow!
After they held and accountable, they get held accountable.
Really held accountable. Yeah. The TSA called Denver police and had them come and investigate, and they watched it, and they saw that happen themselves.
Good God. Okay.
Next, how does that make you feel the next time you travel?
Been felt up, though? I mean, like... belt up when you...
Yes. There was a lady, I was traveling with Doug, actually, and we were in San Francisco airport going to visit a station, and this woman should have bought me dinner first, because she...
Yeah.
She touched places that sometimes even the people I go on dates with aren't allowed to touch.
Right. That's happened to me, too.
Maybe that's your best, time. Unless they bring flowers. Take flowers first.
Sometimes. So, will this give us the ability now to say, whoa, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with him patting me down. I'd like her, please.
Her to pat me down. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that, no, not that one. That one over there. I want her.
Related to travel, it seems that someone has finally figured out, that you have less room between seats on airplanes, unless you pay $25 to sit in the first 14 rows, or however it is that they do it on some airlines, unless it's Spirit.
It was 100 for the extra legroom on Delta.
100.
To fly from L.A. to Hawaii.
There you go. $100.
Each way.
Yeah. So now, Molly, you have the stats on, as the rows of seats get closer and closer and closer together, what happens if there's a crash? This seems to be the focus or the worry, and it's probably an appropriate worry under the circumstances. I don't want to sit in a seat. I won't sit on the inside anyway. I want to sit on the outside, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're safer. You're the first one out. It just means that you have a better chance of getting into the aisle. But the seats, it just is, and I don't want to sound like I'm a jerk. I don't sit in those seats. I'll either pay, if I can't get into the first part of the front part of the plane, I'll pay the extra bucks like Jennifer did to go to Hawaii. You pay $100 to sit in the seat, at least you get some room. It's a lousy state of affairs. But that's the reality of it, so better that than to sit in the back. And I, frankly, the reason that I won't sit back there is because I don't want some little twerp pushing on the back of the chair.
So annoying.
Which is, it's beyond annoying.
And now it's like become this war game where they wedge their knife or their fork in between their tray table so you can't even put your chair back anymore. I mean, it's like, ugh.
Did I ask Molly to straighten this out or to give us the background?
Yes, indeed. And actually, the reason this is coming up now is because a consumer advocacy group is set up by the Department of Transportation dove into the issues yesterday, and there was a public hearing. But their suggestions are non-binding, so you know nobody really has to do anything on it.
Well, somebody will make them do something.
But they the tests on the planes say that there needs to be 31 inches between each row of seats. Many passengers have less than that, and for instance, United Airlines only 30 inches of legroom. Spirit only 28 inches.
Good for them.
I got news for you. Okay. If you're about 6 foot tall and the plane is going down and they tell you to put your head between your knees.
Oh, you can't. Forget it.
Impossible.
Done.
No way. So it's a safety hazard.
But Richie, if the plane's going down, there's probably not a whole lot.
Right. If the plane's going down, I'm running.
At least bend over to kiss your rear end goodbye.
Right.
You can't even do that.
If the plane's going down, I'm running for the beer cart.
And that's their big worry, is that people can't get out because they're sandwiched in.
They can't get what? Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. They can't get away.
No. Say that word again.
They can't exit the flight.
No.
They can't get oot.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Donald Sterling, before we get to the television report. Donald Sterling appears to have had a bad day. Yes, he's been having a bad day ever since he met V. Stiviola. You know, every time I look at that name, I think it's something that you could put in your coffee.
I think it looks like a disease.
She looks like it.
Like it belongs in a petri dish.
Right, so what happened yesterday?
Well, his wife was having a good day, and she's quite the billionaire. So, of course, Donald Sterling, former owner of the Clippers. His wife got revenge yesterday in court. Shelley Sterling's victory in Los Angeles Superior Court will force V. Stiviano to surrender $1.8 million duplex, return $800,000 of cash that was given to her by Donald.
She doesn't have it.
Luxury cars, including a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And Shelley claimed that Stiviano seduced her 80-year-old husband and manipulated him to give him a community property.
No!
That belonged
awesome.
To the
no.
couple. Yeah.
My God, what
that's never happened before in the history of rich men.
It is shocking.
Never.
Man, it's so stupid.
What do you guys think of it? I think he's a grown man. He's 80 years old. Can she really manipulate him?
She has come out. Shelley Sterling is a puppet master. She is a mastermind of all of this. She made, no one knew about what a kook Donald Sterling was. I mean, she made him look crazy in front of everybody.
How much money?
She made everybody look.
She gets another billion. So what is he? He's got a billion.
She made him look. Hey, nobody messes with a woman scorned, and she got her revenge easily, and she got it in the form of cash, and then also the satisfaction of him being totally ruined. He had to sell the Clippers. She also ruined Stiviano, making her wear that welder's mask.
He wasn't ruined. He's got cash coming out of his ears.
Oh, please. His reputation is
gone. But he's the most hated man in Los Angeles.
80 years old. Do you think he cares?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Because people like that are very egocentric, and yes, I do think he cares.
If you die knowing that you're a hated person, what does that do to you?
If you're dead, what do you put to me?
No.
But what does this mean to other divorced couples or people going through a divorce if the husband's cheating or the wife's cheating and they give some community property to the person they're cheating with?
But isn't that usually the reason that people get divorced anyway? Now?
Because people are cheating?
Yeah. And isn't it the people who are cheating are doing it because they're not satisfied with what they have, or they didn't marry the right person in the first place, or any number of things that go on?
I think there's so many reasons people cheat. Sometimes it has nothing really to do with the marriage.
But it's shameful, though.
It really is.
If you can't,
especially shameful if you get caught.
Dude, now.
14 before the hour. Jennifer has the television report coming up next year on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Today, more than 1 million Americans are living with or are in remission from a blood cancer. Charles Esten, actor, musician, and a star of TV's Nashville, knows this firsthand. His daughter was diagnosed with leukemia at age 2, and today is a survivor. He has teamed up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to raise awareness about the urgent need to find cures for blood cancers and to encourage people to join the annual Light the Night Walks nationwide this fall.
When my youngest, Addie, was 2.5, she was diagnosed with leukemia. When we first heard that diagnosis, you feel extremely alone. Walking in that light, the night light, I couldn't help but contrast that to what it feels like to stand or to walk across a bridge at night with 6,000 people carrying lights, white for survivors, red for supporters, gold in memory of those who have passed. I know it's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's hope that every year there are fewer and fewer gold lanterns.
To learn more, visit lightthenight.org.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills.
Can I talk? I'm probably straining his eyes. Never mind. Never mind the song. Let's get to it. Jennifer, Netflix in the TV news today.
Yeah, Netflix is in the TV news today, Dougie. They are expanding their offering by a lot. You know, cable is kind of going on the wayside. We've seen this trend now where all these internet-delivered services are where people are getting their TV content. Netflix is no different. They are expected to see $1.57 billion in revenue and 69 cents per share. And people who cover Netflix, the analysts who cover it, they compare that $1.27 billion and 86 cents per share in the year-ago quarter. Easy for me to say. A lot of upside potential they still feel with Netflix because as they go through these kinks, they're going to start adding more and more programming, which gets more and more subscribers. Right,
you know,
now,
they got to fix the internet problem. It's sucking up our bandwidth.
This is true, but Netflix right now is expected to add 4 million new subscribers for the quarter, so that's pretty good news for them, I think.
Yeah, all right. Good for you.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
All right, Frozen, let's talk about
Frozen.
Frozen has already extended its reach from movie theaters to home video. It's in your kid's bedroom. It's everywhere, even broadcast TV, thanks to the appearance of the characters from ABC's drama on ABC's drama Once Upon a Time. Now, the owner of the franchise is set to bring it to more TV outlets. Disney said this week that Frozen would begin to air across many of its TV holdings. That's ABC, ABC Family, Disney Channel, Disney XD, and Disney Junior. Starting in February of 2016, it's just the latest distribution window being tapped to keep the film fresh in anticipation of Frozen 2. Other big news today, Dougie, and I know the boys love this, Joe Dirt's coming back. David Spade is bringing Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser, back to TV. How cool is that?
I cannot wait. Greatest movie of all time.
Grow up, will you please? 51 past the hour.
Never.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Familiar strains of the theme to the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein's weekend program that has millions of people fascinated with his brain and the machinations of his brain every weekend. You can listen to Warren. If you go to petshow.com, you can find out what's happening in the station near you. Warren is here to talk about the dog kisses. I'm going to tell you a little something about Charlotte's passing. Warren was not on last week, the day after Charlotte passed, so Warren and I, we have talked on the phone certainly since then, but I want to tell you a little something about what I tried to do to save Charlotte. Also, we're giving away the folks at Cedarside, the original biting insect spray. We're going to send you a sample pack with all kinds of spritzers and things that will help you when you travel with your dog. So if you can answer this question correctly, Warren will be the judge of this. You'll get the prize from Cedarside. Number is 888-302-3684. Question is, which of these things most affects negatively household pets? Spiders, children, fleas, ticks, or worms? 888-302-3684. Notice I did not use any names, just objects. Which of these things causes household pets the most problem? Spiders, children, fleas, ticks, or worms. 888-302-3684. I want to be the judge of the question or of the answer. What he says goes. The winner gets a spray pack from Cedarside of all of the products they have to keep your pet free of insects this summer. Stand by for the answer next here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, let's see here. Danny's in El Paso. Is it spiders, children's, fleas, ticks, worms that cause household pets the most problems? Danny?
I'm going to say children.
Children. That's an interesting guess. Not correct. Mario, what do you say?
I say worms.
Worms. All right, that's we'll pass on that one too, right, Warren? Judy. Judy, what do you say?
Fleas.
What do you say, Warren?
Fleas. Absolutely the number one answer.
Number one problem with household pets is fleas. So the Cedarside folks are going to send you some insect spray. So your pets will not have that problem, Judy. Good for you. Hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you. You posted this. You were writing in your blog about dog kisses being good for your health. Good for the dog or good for the human?
Hey, boy, for both. I mean, really? Most every dog I've ever had, and I'm sure Sean would love to get kisses from you. So
she did love my kisses.
But now, for years, people have been saying to me, well, you get disgusting diseases. How can you kiss that dog? Blah, blah, blah. Well, the new study's coming out saying that actually dog kisses contain certain bacteria that may actually be beneficial to us in terms of supporting our immune system. So my feeling, and listen, I've been vindicated. I say, go ahead and speak with your best friend every day.
Remember all the dog butt germs.
But you remember all the stuff, Warren, these guys used to give me when I shared water bottles with Charlotte and ice cream with Charlotte and
weird.
Whatever other things that were around.
You're a freak.
And by the way, when she was she had passed already, I was trying to save her. I gave her mouth to mouth, and I also we were rubbing her underbelly. I talked to Bill Carlson last night about how this all happened. Bill is Warren and I have a great friendship with him. He's a great vet. And he said, even though you and he agreed that she was in good shape, there were things going on with her that probably were going to lead to problems sooner rather than later. And he said this was God stepping in. I thought that was an amazing thing for him to say, frankly.
He's absolutely right. It was God's way of saying, you know what, all at a time, come on up and feel better.
I want to thank Patricia Dykus, who runs the crematorium in Leicester, Mass., who took care of Charlotte's in the final moments. She was a wonderful woman and did a wonderful job. Those people are great when they do a good job. Thank you, Warren. Thank you, Patricia.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.